We're currently taking part in the Warwick 4am project, and for me one of the great things about this project is the fact that Warwick County Council, mainly the Heritage Service, offered us the use of St John's Museum to take some pictures, and we've been here for about 45 minutes now, and it's been absolutely fantastic. But better still is Laura Pye, who's Head of Heritage and Education at Warwick County Council, has agreed to be interviewed. So, without further ado, Laura's going to tell us about the wonderful things happening in the Heritage Service in Warwickshire over the summer.
Okay, over the summer we've got quite a lot on. I mean, we've got our normal schools programmes running right up into the summer where school children will be coming in. We're doing a new Victorian schools project this year called Ice Cream and Away Days here at St John's. And then we'll have a whole range of events on over the summer holidays for families and for children. They'll be out in various libraries right across the country, right across the county. Our collections will be out, and library staff will be delivering those events on our behalf. And obviously we've got our health exhibition down at Market Hall Museum this summer. And we've got some of our bigger events happening as well, including a magician in the gardens of St John's. And we're doing our usual bug hunting with our Keeper of Natural History, Stephen Falk. And we'll be out with our Keeper of Geology, John Radley. We'll be out fossil hunting over the summer as well. So all of those events happening for families. You can get information about them all on our website. So people can check that out at warwickshire.gov.uk/heritage education. As well as all of those events over the summer, we've run regular events throughout the year, including an event that we've actually got on tonight, which is one of our museum sleepover events, which helped make this event possible, really, because we were here anyway. We run sleepovers with groups of guides and scout groups who book in and come down to the museum about 6 o'clock in the evening and make their own night at the museum film. So they run around making their own film with video cameras and teams and things at St John's and at Market Hall. And then they spend the night at the museum before going home the following morning.
That's brilliant. Thank you for that. Basically, all I can say is if you're based in Warwickshire, you should definitely check out the two museums in Warwick, St John's and Market Square. Absolutely, both fantastic buildings and with fantastic exhibitions as well. Anyway, I'm going to get back to taking some pictures. So, thanks.